श्री चैतन्य मनोविष्टम्
स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदामयम् ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्
वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्रीगुरु वैष्णवांश्च
श्रीरूपां
सार्वजातां सहगुणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परीतनाशयितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं
श्रीराधा कृष्णपदा
सहगुणालिता श्रीशाकान्वितांश्च नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने
नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी आश्चर्यादेशकारिणे
नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय
कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति सिद्धान्त सरस्वती नामिने श्रीमानवी
देवी दायताय कृपाद्यये
कृष्ण सम्बन्ध विज्ञान दायिने प्रभवे नमः माधुर्यो
बल प्रेमाय श्रीरूपानुगा भक्तिद श्रीगौरा करुणा शक्ति विग्रहाय नमोस्तुते
नमस्ते गौरवाणी श्रीमूर्तये दीनतारिणे रूपानुगा विरुधापा सिद्धान्ता द्वन्द्वहारिणे नमो गौरकिशोराय साक्षात् वैराग्यमूर्तये विप्रलम्बार सम्बोधे पदाम्बोधाय ते नमः नमो भक्तिर्विरोधाय सच्चिदानन्दनामिने गौरशक्तिस्वरूपाय रूपानुगावराय ते गौरविभावभूमे स्वं निर्देशा सज्जना प्रिया वैष्णवा सर्वभौमसि जगन्नाथाय ते नमः पञ्चकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावरण्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय ते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः
पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपास्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताभ्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धु
दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्ता नमोऽस्तुते
जयथां सुरता पङ्गोर्मन्दामतेर्गति मत्सर्वस्वापदाम्भोजौ
राधा मदनमोहनौ दिव्या वृन्दारण्यकल्पतुमः श्रीमान्नागरसिंहासनस्थ श्री श्रीराधा शिलगोविन्ददेवौ प्रेस्तादि सेव्यमानौ स्मरामि श्रीमान् रासरसारम्भे वंशीवातास्तुता कर्षन् वेणुस्वनेर्गोपीर्गोपीनाथा श्रियेऽस्तु नः भक्तकंसन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये
श्रीकृष्ण
चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्रियाद्वैताधराधा श्रीवासवि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां भावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः
With the divine blessings
of the assembled Vaishnavas. We welcome all of you to our Yatra of Sri Jaipur. This is the holy land where the Supreme Personality of Godhead resides in his most illustrious and merciful forms. When we begin our yatras, we should understand what a sacred privilege it is to be in the association of sincere and dedicated devotees in a holy place. Every moment that we have together for the next 5 days is the most wonderful opportunity to purify our hearts, spiritualize our minds, and deepen our devotion to Sri Sri Radha Govindaji. When we leave the duties, obligations of society to come on such yatras, we should seriously cherish and worship every moment that we have together in the association of devotees. We should only speak those subjects which glorify the Lord and encourage our fellow Vaishnavas in their loving devotion to the Lord. For the next 5 days, no other topics should be discussed. We should all be in the mood that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught of being the servant of the servant of the servant. Because in serving one another, in serving the Vaishnavas, by taking a humble position, we create an atmosphere where our heart is receptive to truly hear the holy name of the Lord, to allow the wonderful sound of his pastimes to penetrate to the depths of our souls. Without the humble service to the Vaishnavas, the success of our spiritual life is not possible. So that service is to not cause any of the devotees disturbance. At certain times we will have many places to go. And if we keep the devotees waiting, if one person is late, everyone becomes late. And that is a very great disservice. So we should be extremely punctual and on time for all of the wonderful places and services that we have. We should also be very enthusiastic. Enthusiastic to chant and dance in the kirtan. Enthusiastic to hear the wonderful ambrosial sound vibration of the glories of the Lord and his devotees. Enthusiasm in whatever wonderful devotional activity comes by the mercy of the Lord. Enthusiasm is contagious, and there is no greater service than enlivening and inspiring the devotees to hear and chant Radha and Krishna's glories. So during these next 5 days, we should minimize as far as possible all materialistic activities and discussions and be completely immersed in the spiritual world of Sri Sri Radha Govindaji. Sri Radha Govindaji ki
jai!
We are at the temple of Radha Govinda Dev. I'd like to explain briefly a little of the history. After Lord Sri Krishna left this world from Prabhasa Chaitra, Maharaj Yudhisthira, soon not able to bear the separation from the Lord, also decided to leave the world. At that time, he coronated Maharaj Parikshit as king. And the great-grandson of Lord Sri Krishna, Vajranabh, became the king of Mathura. And he decided to excavate the holy places of Brajbhumi, in which Lord Sri Krishna performed his leela, and to install beautiful and sacred murtis in principal places of Brajadham. He sat on the bank of the Jamuna under a kalpa vriksha tree, and he prayed to Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. And by the auspicious mercy of that kalpa vriksha tree, Radha and Krishna's mercy entered his heart and revealed the holy places of Sri Krishna's leela. When he came to install deities, he called Vishwakarma, the architect of the devatas. And the three principal deities that were carved were the deities of Radha Govinda, Radha Gopinath, and Radha Madan Mohan. Uttara, who had seen Krishna directly and personally, was present. When she saw the beautiful form of Radha Madan Mohan, she explained that the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna's feet are most perfectly revealed in this murti. When she saw the beautiful form of Radha Govinda, she exclaimed that the waist, the chest, and the flute of the Lord is being most perfectly revealed in this murti. And when she saw the divine form of Sri Radha Gopinathji, she exclaimed that the beautiful smiling face of Sri Gopinath is most perfectly revealed in this murti. So these were very important murtis of Vraja. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was Krishna in the ecstatic mood of Srimati Radharani, appeared in this world to reveal the love of Vrindavan to anyone who would accept it from him or his descendants. He came to Vrindavan, and there he had a grand and wonderful reunion with his eternal abode. But he especially, because his mother requested that he stay in Jagannath Puri, requested Sri Rup and Sanatan Goswamis to excavate and reestablish the lost places of pilgrimage where Lord Sri Krishna had his leela. So after Srila Rupa Goswami reestablished all of the important places where Krishna performed his holy leela, he was feeling anxiety because of one point. In the scriptures, it is said that Sri Govinda Dev was installed in the deity form in the holy land of Vrindavan. Srila Rupa Goswami looked throughout all of Vrindavan very extensively, but nowhere could he find the deity of Govinda Dev. He even searched through the houses of the Brijavasis, but he could not find Sri Govinda. One day he sat on the bank of the holy river Jamuna under a tree, and a very charming boy who was a Brijavasi approached him. this boy was beautiful, calm, and quiet. And he asked Rupa Goswami why he was looking so sad. Srila Rupa Goswami, his heart was extremely attracted to this Brijavasi. So he explained to him his story. The Brijavasi, he explained that there is no reason for you to be in anxiety, because there is a very spiritual place in Vrindavan. In this holy place, a cow comes and every afternoon willingly lets her milk down. Sri Govindadev keeps himself hiding under the ground at this holy spot. And then the all-attractive Brijavasi boy personally led Rupa Goswami to that holy location. And then he suddenly disappeared. Srila Rupa Goswami fell to the ground, unconscious, in ecstatic love. After a long time, he came to his external consciousness, and his eyes were filled with tears as he cried in great feelings of ecstatic emotion. Then he recalled the desire of the Lord. He told the Brijavasis that Sri Govindadev is under the ground in this place. Very soon a whole crowd of these devotees gathered. And then a divine voice came from the sky. It was the voice of Lord Sri Balaramji bestowing his blessings upon them, revealing to them where Sri Govinda was. And then they began to dig with great care and attention. They dug, and finally, from the earth, they discovered the transcendental form of Sri Govindadev, who was more beautiful than millions of Kandarpas or Cupids. When Govindadev was discovered, everyone looked upon him with great love, and they all began to chant, Sri Govindadev ki!
Jai!
Soon, lakhs of people came to this hill, which was called Gomatil, to have the darshan of Govindadev. Even Lord Brahma and many of the principal demigods disguised themselves as human beings to come to this holy place of Gomatil to behold the all-auspicious, all-merciful form of Sri Govinda. Rupa Goswami, in his great happiness, immediately sent a letter to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was residing in Sri Jagannath Puri Dham. Lord Chaitanya was overwhelmed with ecstasy. He could not control his love when he heard this news. One of his most intimate associates, Kashishwar Pandit, he personally took to a private place and he instructed him to go to Vrindavan and assist in the worship of Lord Govinda. Kashishwar Pandit was a disciple of Srila Ishwara Puri, the spiritual master of Lord Chaitanya. After Kashishwar Pandit was, along with Govinda, personal servants of Srila Ishwara Puri. Just as Ishwara Puripad was leaving the world, he ordered Govinda and Kashishwar to render personal service to Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. After Lord Chaitanya returned from his South Indian tour, the two of them arrived They fell at the lotus feet of the Lord and informed him that they were meant to be his servants. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt very ashamed because they were his godbrothers and they were the personal servants of his own spiritual master. How could he receive service from them? So he inquired from Sri Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said that the order of the spiritual master is all-powerful and it must be carried out above and beyond other forms of social etiquette. They have been ordered by their Guru Maharaj to serve you. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted them as his personal servants. Kashishwar Pandit was very strong in his physical condition. And when Lord Chaitanya would dance ecstatically, he would personally hold the crowds back to facilitate the beautiful freedom for the Lord to dance in ecstatic love. As the Lord would walk through crowds, he would also arrange a pathway by which the Lord would not be disturbed. He was also in charge of the distribution of prasad by the arrangement of Lord Chaitanya. Kashishwar began to lament when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him to go to Vrindavan. How could he live without the personal association of Sri Gaurasundar? He lamented piteously. Gauranga Mahaprabhu, understanding his heart, he gave him a deity of himself. Lord Chaitanya presented to Kashishwar Pandit a beautiful deity of the name Gaur Govinda. This deity was a deity of Krishna in which Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally manifested. Lord Chaitanya told Kashishwar how to worship the deity. How whenever you offer him food, you will see how he is eating, and you should worship him in great love. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Kashishwar Pandit and sent him to Vrindavan. This is a very important story, because on the power of the love of Kashishwar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Murti form for the first time came to the western provinces of India. Kashishwar traveled to Vrindavan, and there he placed the deity of Gaur Govinda on the right side of Sri Govindadev, and he dedicated the rest of his life to serving these two deities. Radha Madan Mohan and Radha Govindaji appeared alone without the murtis of Srimati Radharani. The son of Maharaj Prataparudra, Purushottam Jana, who lived in Sri Jagannath Puri Dham, wanted very much that Govindadev and Madan Mohan be worshipped with Srimati Radharani. So he sent two beautiful, beautiful deities of Sri Radhika to Vrindavan with many, many men. When this entourage of devotees arrived in Vrindavan with the deities, all the Brijabasis were most joyful. There was a grand festival to welcome. Then the pujari of the Madan Mohan Vigraha had a dream. In that dream, Srimati Radharani appeared to him and explained to him that the person who sent these deities did not know, but one of the deities is me, Sri Radhika Rani, and the larger deity is Lalita Sakhi. Lalita Shakhi should be installed to the right of me, and the deity of myself, Sri Radhika, should be installed to the left. A grand installation took place at the temple of Sri Radha Madan Mohan. When Purushottam Jana heard this news, he was very, very joyful. But he wanted to send the deity of Radharani to Govindadev. So through so many attempts for a long period of time, he could not acquire such a deity. So he was feeling very sad. Then one night, while he was sleeping, Sri Radharani appeared to him in a dream and explained that in the Jagannath temple, the deity of Lakshmi that is being worshipped as the consort of Jagannath is actually me, Srimati Radharani, but nobody knows this. You should take that murti and you should send it to Vrindavan to be worshipped with Govindadev. Upon hearing this, Purushottam Jana, in great rush, ran to Chakravera, the Jagannath temple, and there he saw the beautiful deity of Lakshmi Dev, who revealed herself as actually Sri Radharani. There's a wonderful story of this deity. It is explained that long before this, Srimati Radharani from Vrindavan came to Utkala or Orissa in a village of the name Radhanagar. There was a Brahmin who was a very pure devotee from South India. His name was Brihadvanu, and he worshipped this form of Srimati Radharani. His love was so pure that he served Sri Radharani as his own daughter. No one can comprehend the extent of his devotion. Even a second that went by without his having vision of Sri Radharani was unbearably painful for him. In this way he spent his life in pure unalloyed devotion. Then he became elder, and after some years he expired from this world and returned to Goloka Vrindavan. The king of Orissa of the time went from Jagannath Puri upon hearing this story to see this blessed deity of Radharani. While he was there, he was wondering what to do with this deity. There is no one to worship her. Sri Radharani appeared to him in a dream and explained, "You should bring me to the Jagannath temple and worship me there." So she was brought to the Jagannath temple. But as the years went by, people began to think that she was Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune, and they worshipped her as such. And to reciprocate with that devotion, Sri Radharani manifested the form of the supreme goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Thakurani. But Purushottam Jana, upon hearing this order to send her to Vrindavan, made a wonderful arrangement to very carefully send her in an entourage of bhaktas to Vrindavan Dham. The word spread throughout all of Orissa that Radharani was going to Vrindavan. When she arrived in Vrindavan, all of the Brijabasis and the Goswamis were jubilant, so joyful, and they installed her on the left side of Sri Govindadev. There was a wonderful, wonderful grand ceremony of the installation of Srimati Radharani and Sri Govindadev. After some time, Dhiraj Man Singh, who was a disciple of Raghunath Bhatta Goswami and also a general in the armies of King Akbar, built the most beautiful temple in all of North India, the Govindadev Mandir. Govindadev Mandir, for those of you who have been to Vrindavan, is the most spectacular work of devotional art that the eyes could behold. There, Radha Govinda Dev were worshipped with great love by all of the residents of Vrindavan. It became the principal temple of all of Vrindavan. After some generations, I believe it was the grandson of Akbar, was Aurangzeb. He was a very demoniac personality. One day from his capital near Agra, he saw what appeared to be a star in the sky that was burning brighter than all others. Then he understood from a messenger that in the seven-story temple of Govindadev, on the very top, was a ghee lamp which had a flame that would burn 24 hours a day. He was so envious that a Hindu temple had such grandeur that he sent his armies to dismantle the temple. Meanwhile, one great devotee who was the king of Jaipur, his name was Maharaj Jai Singh, he sent message to the Brijvasis. He and his forefathers were all great devotees of the deities of Vrindavan. They were all very serious and dedicated Vaishnavas. And they were very, very close and surrendered to the teachings and the mercy of the six Goswamis and their followers. So Jai Singh arranged the principal deities of the Goswamis of Braja to be brought here to Jaipur for protection. Govindadev, Madan Mohan, Radha Damodar, Radha Vinod, Radha Vrindavan Chandra, Radha Gopinath, Radha Madhav, and several others. It is explained just after Govindaji appeared to Rupa Goswami, he had a dream where Brinda Devi explained to him that she was under the ground on the banks of Brahmakund. The Brinda Devi Murti was also installed in the Govinda Devi temple. So all these deities of Vrindavan were on a caravan secretly being brought here. On the way, they stopped for one night in Kamyavan. And when they went to proceed, Brinda Devi, the cart that she was put on, would not move. And she revealed to her pujari that Govinda Dev is the Lord of the entire universe. But my abode is Vrindavan. I cannot leave. So to this very day, the original murti of Rupa Goswami of Brinda Devi resides in Sri Kamyavan. And Radha Govinda Dev, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Damodar, Radha Gopinath, Radha Vinod, they all came to this great city. And Maharaj Jai Singh built big, big walls around the city. And the city became known as Jaipur, the city of victory. And what we saw behind us during the aarti was the palace of the king. And right in the grounds of the palace, in the most prominent place, he installed Govindadev. It was personally his lord and his master. He arranged the whole kingdom to be centered around the deity of Govindaji. And he personally, from where he would sit in his room, could see the beautiful darshan of Radha Govinda. Since that time, Govinda Dev has been here in Sri Jaipur and has been worshipped by the descendants of the original disciples of Srila Rupa Goswami. We are very fortunate. Tonight we had the opportunity to offer our humble devotion and our service in the form of kirtan to the beautiful forms of Sri Sri Radha Govinda Dev. After hearing some words of auspicious blessing from His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj,
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatyade Sitarine Vanchakaupatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I thank the most merciful disciples of His Holiness Radhanath Swami for their wonderful association and nice reception. Srila Rupa Goswami is most famous for his book, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which Srila Prabhupada has translated as The Nectar of Devotion, The Complete Science of Bhakti Yoga. Srila Rupa Goswami has divided Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu into four divisions, which correspond to the four sides of the ocean: the eastern division, the southern division, the western division, and the northern division. And in each division there are sections called waves. So in the wave, which discusses general characteristics of devotional service, Rupa Goswami explains sadhana bhakti, bhava bhakti, and prema bhakti. And he lists 64 items of devotional service. Five are most potent, and that even by a little association with even one of the five, one can awaken ecstatic love for Krishna. Who knows what the five most potent items are? Yes, first, associating with devotees, chanting the holy names, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, worshipping the deities, and residing in a holy place, like Vrindavan or Mathura. Then, Srila Rupa Goswami, of course, all along he was citing references from different scriptures, but at the end, he composed five original verses in glorification of each of the five main items of devotional service. And to glorify worshiping the deity, he composed one verse which specifically glorifies Sri Govinda Dev. The verse was one of Srila Prabhupada's favorites. And the verse says, "My dear friend, if you are at all interested in the happiness of society, friendship, and love, then you should not go to the banks of the Jamuna, where Govinda Dev is playing on his flute in the moonlight. His beautiful form bent in three places, shining very brightly." Srila Prabhupada explains the purport of the verse, that actually everyone, every soul wants pleasure. But we cannot actually find happiness or pleasure in the material world, although we may try. And he quoted one Vaishnav poet that the material world is like a desert, and we are thirsting for pleasure. And what is the pleasure we get in the material world? Just some little sense gratification in the form of material happiness, society, friendship, family life. So the happiness that we get from society, friendship, and love, so-called love, are just like a drop of water. We're in the desert. Our hearts are dry. They're like desert. And we're hankering for happiness. And we can try for happiness in the material world, but we don't get real happiness. We only get one drop of water. A little sense gratification. But we actually require oceans and oceans of happiness to satisfy our souls. So, if one is happy with the insignificant amount of pleasure one can get from material relationships, then he should not go and see the deity of Govinda Dev. If he wants to continue to enjoy in the material world, he should not go to see the deity of Govinda Dev. Because if he sees the beautiful form of Govinda Dev, he'll completely forget about the material world.
Arrivo!
Arrivo!
It's too late, you have seen. Finished.
So, we don't have to go back after 5 days then.
Haribo! Haribo!
We're going back to see Radha Ras Bihari and Radha Gopal.
That is the correct answer. We're not going back to the material world. We're just going to another section of the spiritual world. At least that's true of Maharaj, and if we stay close to him, he may keep us with him in the spiritual world. So anyway, it's true. It's too late. You've already seen Sri Sri Radha Govinda Dev, so there's no future for you in the material world. Rupa Goswami tried to warn us, but It was too late. So now we have no one else but Govinda Dev and his associates. No material society, friendship, and family. But by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and his associates, we have spiritual society, spiritual friendship, and spiritual love based on service to Sri Sri Radha Govinda and Sri Sri Gaur Nitai. So such transcendental pleasure which we experience in relation to our spiritual friends and spiritual family members cannot compare to any material pleasure, and therefore we don't go back to material attempts at happiness, but we stay in the association of devotees where we can experience the superior pleasure of devotional service. Of course, one should not talk about oneself, but I'm actually going to say something about the potency of devotional service and Srila Prabhupada. But after I was in India for about 3 years or more, I got a very bad case of jaundice. And finally Srila Prabhupada said that as long as I stay in Bombay, I won't be able to recover. And so I returned to the United States. And I spent a few days in Chicago. I was actually quite sick. First at my parents' house, then the Chicago temple, and then I went to Los Angeles to the temple there. And a few days later, Srila Prabhupada came from India. So he asked how I was, and I told him. He asked about my travels, and I said I had spent 3 days at my parents' house, and I couldn't stay any longer. So, but while I was there, my parents called one family friend who was a psychologist to try to work on me. So she came and she started to ask questions like, "Now tell me, Glenn, did you feel that your parents didn't love you?" So I said, "Which parents?" I've had so many lives, and in every life I've had parents, so I've had so many parents, so which parents? So, you know, one by one she kept asking her questions, and I kept giving my answers on the basis of Krishna consciousness, and finally she couldn't say anything more. So she left the room, and I just overheard her telling my parents that, I tried my best, but I don't think there's much I can do. So, when I told Srila Prabhupada about the incident, he said, "Yes. Now you are permanently infected, and you can never be cured." You can never go back. So I think you were already permanently infected, but by seeing Shishi Radha Govinda Dev, your disease has probably increased thousands and millions of times, so I'm sure there's no chance that you could ever be cured. So, we mentioned the five most potent forms of devotional service as enumerated by Srila Rupa Goswami. And the first is sadhu sangha, association with devotees. Sadhu sangha, nama kirtana, bhagavat shravana, mathura vasa, and murti shradanvita sevana. But first is sadhu sangha, association with devotees. And we can appreciate how by the association of devotees, or in the association of devotees, all of the other devotional activities become more relishable, more appreciable. Like chanting the holy names together. Of course, if we're doing Harinam Sankirtan, by definition, we must chant and dance together. But even when we chant japa, by chanting in the association of devotees, we feel more encouragement, more enlivenment. And Bhagavat Shravana, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, of course, there must be at least two. Like Shukadeva Goswami and Maharaj Parikshit. But it wasn't just the two of them. So many others also came and heard. And they also got the benefit. And therefore, the Bhagavatam is glorified, that it is beneficial for the speaker, it is beneficial for the listener, and it is also beneficial for others who also witness the exchange. Then, Mathura Vasa really means to live in Mathura, Vrindavan, Mayapur, or any holy place. In the seventh canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada explains that any temple is a holy place. And by performing devotional service in any temple, one gets the same benefit as by performing the service in some holy place of pilgrimage. That is, the effects of one's service is multiplied 1,000 times. And the Bhagavatam specifically mentions that the effect takes place in holy places of pilgrimage or any place where the deity is installed. So, residing in a holy place, visiting the sacred places of Lord Krishna's pastimes in such places is more appreciable, again, in the association of devotees. When we go together in a group, we perform Harinam Sankirtan, we hear Srimad Bhagavatam, and specifically we hear about the pastimes of the deities sometimes and the devotees in the particular place. And by going together in the association of devotees, we can relish the experience more. And same with worshipping the deity. The Bhagavatam also explains that if one cannot directly worship the deity, But if he visits the temple where the deity is installed and sees the worship of the deity performed by others, that also counts as deity worship. So we are coming, and so many devotees are coming to see the arti of Sri Sri Radha Govinda Dev. And seeing the arti is also considered to be deity worship. And there are so many items in deity worship. Parikrama, circumambulating the deity. And doing so in the association of the devotees is so much more enlivening. When we see the devotion of the devotees in Jaipur, thousands and thousands of them are coming. There's no temple commander to go and wake them up. How are they coming? There's no mutt commander to say, if you don't come to Mangal Arti, you don't get prasad today. But they come because of their natural devotion for Sri Sri Radha Govinda Dev. And when we see how they sing, how they pray, how they circumambulate the deities, we think we should have such devotion as they have. And it becomes more inspiring and enlivening. So sadhu sangha is most important. And in the association of devotees, all the other items become more relishable. So we're glad to be here in the association of you all. And by such association, we feel our spiritual advancement is being accelerated and enhanced. Sri Sri Radha Govinda Dev ki
jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki
jai.
Nitai Gaur Premanand.
Hare Hare Gaur.